Triple M on the drive home. It is a Wednesday afternoon, and that means we're talking TV. I love this man to death because he knows what's good, what's bad, and what you should not go near with a barge pole from TV Land. And there's a couple of very interesting things on TV Binge Box. Check it out. Steve Malk, hello, mate.
Hello, Cliffo.
You are well, I take it.
I'm doing quite well, and look, it's what a perfect time for television right now.
Gee, there's so much sport on. I'm interested about the ratings. What's going better, the tennis or the cricket?
Yeah, look, the tennis is certainly maintaining the bigger audience of the two. The BBL has been up and down for seven. Nine are in a real purple patch when it comes to the tennis, even though all of the Aussies are out now. And while it won't be the heights of the Ash Barty final last year, they'll still see some good numbers for the men's and women's final this weekend.
Who do you reckon's going to be in it? Djokovic and who?
McEnroe? I don't know. I mean, I'm not a huge tennis fan. Becker? Borg?
Bjorn? Okay. I see your Bjorn Borg and raise you Mats Wilander.
Oh, excellent choice.
For the win. Now, I don't know, because so many of the big names are out. They went out pretty early. Kyrgios didn't even start. What's his name? Nadal? Gone?
Yeah.
A couple of the other big ones too.
Djokovic hangs in. Tsitsipas had a good win last night. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be an interesting run, that's for sure.
All right. So that's some of the sport that's on. We've got a lot of things going on in TV Land. You are talking about a thing called shrinkage. Shrinkage. I knew I was going to say
you were
that.
Going to say it,
no!
You?
Shrinking. This is one of the things that you're discussing on Binge Box. Tell me about that.
Yeah, my weekly TV review podcast, TV Binge Box, has been looking at some new shows coming up, and this one starts on Friday on Apple TV Plus. It's called Shrinking. It stars Jason Segel, and in his first television series role, a young and up-and-coming actor called Harrison Ford.
Oh.
I know. What has he ever done? Look, it's a marvelous story about psychology, grief, and friendship. It comes from, apart from Jason Segel, two of the people responsible for Ted Lasso. So it's got solid bones, excellent emotional beats. I cannot recommend Shrinking highly enough. It's on Apple TV Plus from Friday. Episode kickoff.
What else are you looking at there?
Look, there's also Poker Face, which comes to Stan on Friday as well. This is the new Rian Johnson series. It's basically Mystery of the Week. So it means that every episode follows our central character, Natasha Lyonne from Orange is the New Black, who is someone who can tell when the other person is lying.
Ooh.
She was a gambler, but got ratted out as if she was cheating. But she doesn't cheat. She just has this supernatural gift and goes on the run. And look, that's about all I can say, but it is a marvelous series, super fun, and that starts on Stan Friday.
All right. Well, there's a lot of people are going to be taking Friday. So we've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a long, long weekend. What has taken your eye that you would recommend first off, whether it be a one-off special, whether it be sport or something else?
Well, we do land into the BBL finals this weekend, so that's probably going to be your best time to tune into to that form of the game. And, of course, as we said before, the Oz Open men's and women's and doubles finals across the weekend, so that'll be worth tuning in for. Look, I think, really, other than the Bachelor's finale on Sunday night, God help us all, it's all the networks are keeping their powder dry for Monday, when we've got Married at First Sight versus the new Oz Idol versus the new series of Australian Survivor. It's going to be massive. And I can tell you, my red-hot tip, Married at First Sight is going to trounce them all again.
Is that just because it's car crash TV and we look at it through our fingers and go, oh, my God?
Yeah, and I think we're all on board in not pretending that Married at First Sight is anything else but drama, drama, drama. We just tune in to see just how crazy it can be. But we get pleasantly surprised by couples that actually do fall in love and want to make a go of it. And I think that's the real win for the series.
Yeah. Oh, good for them. There's a guy who used to work for us a little while ago who's involved in that. And, when we found out that he was doing it, there was a bunch of us going, okay then. But I don't know. How much have you seen? They usually give you
I've seen the first two episodes, and I cannot say a thing about any of them other than from the very first seconds of the first episode, you will be hooked.
Oh. Even me?
Even you, Cliffo, you big old cynic.
Big call, Steve. I'm
I know.
Almost willing to take you up on that.
I say do it. It's, look, the worst case scenario, you spend 90 minutes watching a show on Monday night that you may never watch again. But if you watch it, you might find you're going to be hooked.
It's a major call. We have the big announcements here for you. And Steve is
going
to
specialise in.
TVblackbox.com.au, TV Binge Box, all of the links are there. Go to TVblackbox.com.au to start with. Mate, happy Australia Day. My best to you. Thank you for being with us and have a good time. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
Thanks so much, Clifford.
Thank you. Steve Malk with us. And again, I'm going to stick this up onto the catch-up page via Listener. Just look for The Drive Home. If you haven't got the Listener app yet, maybe you're listening to the show right now on it. Thank you for that. LISTNR. Download it for free. Take us anywhere, anytime. You've got The Drive Home on Triple M.